we have reassembled. We're back. Are we on the record, Ted?
Yes, we are, Chair.
We've concluded our executive session, Jerry Judea, would you confirm that we were appropriate during the executive session to the topics that we said that we would be?
Yes, you colored inside the lines. Thank you.
So we're moving to item G, election of officers, and clearly with three new appointed board members and a change from Department of Revenue, I'm pleased to come to this agenda item, and I look to the board to see if we have any thoughts on the subject. Is there a motion?
Madam Chairman, I have a motion.
Please proceed.
All right. I'd like to move that as a board we select Russell Dick as our vice chairman. I believe based on his reported energy, enthusiasm for the economy of Alaska, that he will serve us well in that position. Additionally, I'd like to move that we elect an old Fairbanksian and now an Anchorageite as our chairman. Dana Cruz. I'm knowledgeable that he has been successful in business throughout the state, is very interested in the economy of Alaska and very invested in Alaska, having spent his last almost 60 years here.
Well, he can, believe me.
Therefore, I move such.
Madam Chair, this is Wilkin. I would second the motion and ask unanimous consent.
We have a motion. We have a second. We've been asked for unanimous consent. Is there any objection? Seeing none, that action is taken. We welcome you in your new roles, and again, we're just very pleased. I think I speak on behalf of all the board and the staff that we've got. You know, I think we have an excellent complement of board members, and look forward to this new generation of leadership. So, thank you all, and congratulations on your new appointments. That concludes our action items for today. Ted, did we do a press release on this?
Yes, we would, Chair. All right.
She's still the chair.
Yeah.
Chair. Who's the chair?
Yes, we would do a press release on the election of officers.
And you may have already been doing this in the course of the last month, but the board bios and photographs, and again, having our websites reflect not only the full complement of the board members as we have them, but the new officers. That'll be great. And actually, if the board will indulge me, as we move into director comments and board comments, yesterday the governor announced a cabinet meeting. I told him that I was not going to rush any of the action items for the board, but I would like to hand the gavel to Dana, have him continue running the meeting to its conclusion and step over to the cabinet meeting. And I know as Ted covers his comments, he is going to touch on the Prowler dedication, which is in the Ketchikan Shipyard, and an update on the Skagway Ore Terminal. But I will... I'm going to step away. I guess I'm not really giving you the option. So I'm giving you the virtual gavel. I don't know if we have a physical one. Russell, you know your way out. You stay, see if you have any emergencies. Use the stairwell, not the elevator. And I look forward to seeing you all soon.
Thank you, Susan.
Thank you, Susan. I thank the board members for their support and confidence in both Russell and I. Russell, I look forward to meetings outside of Anetuvik Pass, sleeping on the bed, sheep hunting. Moving on to item number 8, director's comments. Ted?
Yes, Chair. Very quickly, as Commissioner Bell stated, I have Yanara packet, we do have project updates and information on the loans, activity, and also our latest Cowan report for the quarter review 2013. And would gladly answer any questions on those. But quickly, I'd like to go over two items that I've sent the board information on, just for a very quick update. One is that at the Alaska Shipyard and Dry Dock, they will be christening the Arctic Prowler on October 5th. So this is important, or touches, in essence, really Ada's soul in two ways. It's the combined effort of the board, the community, the Anchored Shipyard and Dry Dock that was Randy Johnson, the build-out of the Assembly Hall. It's one of the most modern facilities for shipbuilding in the Northwest. It was completed last year, and this will be the first ship that will actually be built, or has been built, out of that ship hall, and will be christened. So that's a very important milestone. And then the other one is that this ship was commissioned by John Winther. He passed away a while back. He was one of the chairs for Ada before, and was a board member for a long time. So he was very interested in the shipyard and Ada and public-private partnerships. We miss him, and he was a great leader, and it's just, I guess, a great item that his ship was the first one out of the ship hall. And again,
this is Gary.
Oh, yes, Gary.
If you would please, as a personal favor, of course, John was an old Fairbanks guy too, but would you please pass on my congratulations to Mrs. Winter? I'm sure she'll be there as they dedicate the new boat. So please pass that on as a personal favor from me. Thank you.
Yes, we will. And just to let the board know, I have asked our communications officer to place an ad in the Ketchikan paper congratulating the community, the board, thanking the governor, the legislature, and then also putting something in about Mr. Winther in that too. So the second item I'd like to talk about is that I did send you a message on the Skagway Ore Terminal. We do have some issues that have come up with the project that we approved, I believe, in July. The project sponsor has had some concerns about how much he would have to pay for the investment and the requirements that we put in to mitigate our risk due to the fact that the project is a very short project and the type of market that Magnetite has. Unfortunately, the project sponsor has started to communicate between the press, the municipality, and not actually with us. So we are trying to restart the conversations to discuss if there's a way we can move forward with that. The main issues now are that Mr. Eaton does not believe that he should pay for the full expense of the expansion due to the fact that the facility would be there after he was gone. Our issue with that, of course, is that we've always stated to him that, you know, with any Ada project, we have to show how it will be financed and how that investment would be paid back. And that we always indicated to him that his project would have to pay for whatever investment that Ada made. Again, we're starting communications with the municipality of Skagway, the different parties, to see what we could do on that. He's had issues also, again, on the guarantees that we requested, and we thought he had agreed to. So we're looking at, are there ways to mitigate our risk due to the financial capacity of the sponsors, again, it's a very short 5 to 6 year project, and then also the market for magnetite is very fluctuates currently. So we are looking at different alternatives. We're hoping to engage Mr. Eaton again. And also, as we move forward, we will be in touch or continue to be in communication with the community, the new mayor. There will be a new mayor, the Port Commission, and the Assembly. So I answer any questions that the board may have on that project. But again, our goal is to meet our business and mission goals of providing economic development through investment and finance. Mr. Eaton is indicating that we're actually impeding economic development. And sort of the issue with economic development in the ADA is that a lot of project sponsors will just concentrate on that first part of our mission statement that says it's promote economic development, but they drop out the section where it says through various means of investment and finance. So again, we're willing to work with the project sponsor to see if there's a way that, unless the board tells me different, you know, our policy, our statutes have always stated that a project needs to pay for the investment that we invest to make that project go forward.
Okay. Ted, is there any other items you want to buy? Any questions from board members?
Mr. Chair?
Yes, Gary.
I have let's see, one here. Ted, on the, this doesn't have a page number, but the under loan participations for fiscal year 2014 on your dashboard.
Yes.
So we've allocated $50 million, and we're about half of that. It's anticipated that we won't reach our $50 million target. Is that correct?
Oh, Gary, as of 8/31, we're estimating that we have potentially will fund up to $25 million. I believe this year that we definitely will meet the target of over $50 million for loan participations. And as we move forward with the models that Michael was looking at, we'll be discussing how we could fund those. For example, in my report, there are some pre-flights that are dealing with LNG storage that would be a loan participation. So this $50 million was based more on a target of commercial transactions. Now that SB 23 and SB 300 have increased the scope of loan participations, I believe that we're going to have to review that number again. For example, that one loan participation for the storage in Point McKenzie is an energy project of $15 million. So I think with energy participations, we're going out right now to discuss with the banks how they want to participate in those. So again, I think we're definitely going to hit the target of $50 million. And as we go through looking at energy projects, that could increase. And Michael's looking at the cash flows and how we would deal with that.
Yes, thank you. That was my error. I'm sorry. I got my fiscal years confused. So we're not even halfway through. I was thinking our fiscal year was due up at the end of December.
No. It's June 3rd.
That was my error. Thank you for the explanation. I have a couple other comments, but I'll reserve those for later.
Chair, that's all that I have from NASA.
Oh, shoot. I'm sorry. I do have one other one.
Oh, okay.
Go ahead, Gary.
Ted, on page number 2, I think, in your report, under Infrastructure Development Division, we speak about the Amber Mining District and also, I think it, there's another mine in there, Heatherdale, I believe.
Yes.
So is the has the determination been made in regard to Ambler, whether that will be a, we know it's a We know it's an industrial road. Is the determination been made whether it'll be a public road or a private road?
No, we have not, Gary. That will be through this process this year, going through the EIS, that we will be looking at those structures and, again, what the environmental assessment will answer those questions. I believe that will be through probably 2014 before we know the answer to that question.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Any other questions or comments for Ted? All right. Moving on, I guess it's under 8B. Next regular scheduled meeting will be Tuesday, October 29th. I assume that's at 10 a.m.?
Yes.
Okay. And then item number 9 is board comments. Gary, did you have something?
I have a couple, if I could, please, Mr. Chair. Ted, the congratulations on the new format for the projects that are always attached to our agenda. Nicely done, nice format, nice layout, much more readable. And so whoever did that, please pass on my thank you. It's nicely done. Do we think, Ted, that the 29th meeting may be more than a one-day meeting, or because of our... because of the energy plant project, we may need more time than our traditional 10 to 4 type?
Gary, we have not looked at the agenda on that, but my first question I was going to ask Sherry too is that does AEA plan to have a meeting that day? So there could be a possibility.
Well, maybe just for and what I'm going to do, and perhaps for all of us just to schedule, perhaps we want to just write in pencil that we may go to a Monday or may go to a Wednesday, or we may just lengthen out to maybe start earlier and everybody plan to work later so that we can get it in, because it has the potential to be a big meeting or a big day for meetings. So I just... perhaps would offer that we may want to expand each of our personal schedules so that we're able to be there, because I think it'll be an important meeting.
You bet.
That's a good suggestion, Gary. Russell, do you have any comment on that?
No, I think that's great. Okay. I've written it in. Thank you.
My last comment is, when I was in the packet and working on the AML, the loan pool, and it just happened to coincide with the quarterly report we get from Carolyn that we get every quarter, and it occurred to me that, you know, we've never really sat down and had a briefing on what Carolyn does, how our investments are organized. We get this very nicely done report that everyone expects from Carolyn, but we really don't know who does what with our money. And I think it might be, now that we have a reconstituted board, and it would be a fresh look at. And with Michael there starting, it would behoove us to spend a half hour just to look at our investments. We just have never done that in my 2.5 years on the board, and I offer that it might be worthwhile. And we're not going to do it in October, but perhaps when we have an agenda in front of us that might be a little bit light, we spend a little bit of time bringing everybody up to the same level of information on how what we have invested and how it's handled. I think it would be beneficial for all of us.
To the chair, Gary, I agree. Again, that's one of the reasons that reconstituting the investment committee, this all ties together.
Mm-hmm.
That yeah. We can work that through with Michael. And Alan would definitely be agreeable to come up and discuss the investment policy, how that relates to our managers, and do that whole... go through that whole investment issue.
Yeah, it would be worthwhile. I suggest respectfully that perhaps we hold off on appointing or organizing the investment committee until subcommittee until we have that session. And also, I'm not sure it's worth Michael O'Leary's trip to Alaska, because I think our financial people could do it, but. Anyway, just a suggestion. I'll just lay that at the feet of our chairman to work with you to do that as you wish, but I think it would be a worthwhile endeavor.
Happy to take that up, Gary. I think that's a good idea.
Thank you. And those are my comments. Thanks.
I do have a comment here. So the board, do we like to have like a 3-month running schedule or 4-month running schedule on the meeting days? So as a meeting is accomplished, like today, query the board for the January or February to...
At your orientation, I handed out a calendar of proposed meeting dates for 2014.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And it's almost always the last Thursday of the month, but we skip like July. I mean, we don't do 12 meetings a year unless we have some business come up that we would need an extra meeting before we get all the scheduling. But I did hand out that proposed schedule. I'd be happy to send that to everybody again. I mean, it's not set in stone. It was just following what we've done in the past.
Any comments on that? Or do you want to take a look at it and maybe give Sherry some comments, input, if you see anything different?
I probably sent it. I don't recall seeing it.
That's okay. You weren't at the orientation.
Right.
That's why you haven't seen it.
Okay.
I'll send it out again
today.
Okay, good. Thank you.
Any other board comments?
Yes.
Go ahead,
Wilson. Yeah. I just wanted to go on the record with regard to Ted and his staff. Heated clean cold has been a giant headache for an awful lot of years, and to see this come to a successful conclusion. Any conclusion is successful, I think, with regard to healing pain cold, and this one is a little more successful than it could have been. And to get to this point, we're within 60 days of the horizon, it sounded like, is great, and I appreciate all your efforts there.
Thank you. With no other comments, I'll look for a motion for adjournment.
Well, Mr. Chairman.
Go ahead.
Mr. Chairman, if I might, just quick minute, I just wanted to also, I know you did it on behalf of both of us, but did want to express my appreciation to the board for the appointment to the vice chair position. You know, I've worked with Mike, I think, for a couple of years now and know him fairly well. I know I've only done lunch with Dana and Crystal, but appreciated the opportunity to spend some time with you all. And I've heard a lot of good things about Wilson and Gary, and I look forward to meeting up with you in person and getting to know you better as well. And finally, I know Dana likes to stick those jabs in about hunting. I just wanted to say that 8 hours in the Argo on the tundra isn't exactly pleasure hunting.
That's
my comment.
Thank you, Russell. Well, with no other comments, I'll look for a motion.
Move for your adjourn.
I second.
No one opposed? We're adjourned.
Thank you. Thank you.